All right, welcome to 2-Piece Start Live. He's Tim.
And he's Ray the Pyro.
What do you mean?
Well, you came out here to California over the weekend and left, like, you know, early Sunday, which is just about the time when all these fires started flaring up up and down Southern California. So my theory is that you started all of them.
Right, yeah. Well, for those of you who don't know, I did make a trip down to California this weekend, as Tim just said. Made a trip down to visit Tim for the first time ever. It might come as a surprise to some of you that we've been doing a webcomic for 36 weeks now without ever having seen each other. But it's true, I finally got to meet Tim and go to the E for All Expo, as well as a Video Games Live concert. And I had a really fun weekend. You know, again, thanks for having me over, Tim.
Yeah, no problem. It was a lot of fun, and yeah, I mean, it's kind of a new experience to befriend somebody over the internet and have a, you know, friendship and talk to them on the phone and do a comic with them and all this stuff, and we always clicked. I was almost worried that we meet each other in person and, like, come to hate each other or something like that, but
yeah,
that didn't happen.
There was an eerie number of similarities between us, you know? It was one of those things where, like, okay, this has to be too good to be true, right? It's kind of like when you know you're hitchhiking and they're like, oh, where are you going? Like, oh, California. Oh, well, me too. You know, like, oh man, it just the coincidence that, you know, like, oh, they're actually mass murderer. That's why.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, it was really nice to get you to meet you. You know, all the pictures I have of you, you were always wearing a beanie. So when I finally saw you without a beanie, you know, it made it look like your forehead was twice as tall as I always seem to remember from the pictures. But
well, I actually have a big forehead, which is why I wear the beanie. No, just kidding. I don't wear the beanie that much, but I think the pictures that you had of me were from winter, so yeah, that's how it turned out. And you were much taller than I thought you were.
But the posture helps bring me down.
Yeah, you like to slouch, so that made it a little easier. But let's get into it.
Let's roll right into it. We're going to have a few things. Let's see, topic of the week, some trivia, you know, best in show, Black Doom Award. And I really hope Jessica doesn't call me again. That was very annoying last time.
Oh, jeez. No more interruptions, please.
Seriously, buddy. So first thing is the topic of the week. See, there I am with the stuttering again. I don't know what happens there.
It's only when you say the word topic of the week, that phrase. I don't know what that's all about.
I don't know what it is, but yeah, this week's topic is obviously the E for All Expo. We're going to kind of talk about what we liked and what we thought of it. So, Tim, what'd you think?
Well, it was total crap. I mean, I've been to all the E3s before, and
you got paid to go.
Compared to no, give me a break. I'm not one of those media types that these elitists that decide, the E for All is nothing. No, you know, this is for consumers, and this is something that everybody could go to. So, you know, we went for one day, and I think that was enough because of what was there and what wasn't there. We got to play everything we wanted. The lines weren't real long. I mean, I waited for one person to finish his 10 minutes of Mario Galaxy before I got to play, and that was great, you know? I mean, I think there was enough for everybody. I wouldn't have had enough to do for more than a day, I think. I think if I'd gone 2, 3, or 4 days, it would have been, like, I would have got bored. But for one day, it was perfect.
One day was definitely enough for me. And that's saying a lot, because I'm a big video game nerd. So, you know, I think the only reason I could have seen going back for another day at most was if the lines were really, really long. But they weren't, you know. I mean, I could see if the lines were so long, it's like, well, I got to go back, because I never even got a chance to play this game, you know. But, I mean, we had all the opportunities in the world to play everything. So we pretty much did play everything we wanted. So, yeah, I mean, it was a really good time. I had a lot of fun. You know, I'd never been to an expo like that before. So it was a good time, definitely.
On this theme of E for All, we're going to do some trivia for two, please.
It does go well with a chicken.
Okay, so once again, easy question and a hard question. You get 10 seconds for each one. So first question. Was there a Yu-Gi-Oh! Game at E for All?
Yes, there was. Konami had
it. Oh, man. How'd you know?
It was a DS game, right?
Yeah, that is correct. The question is, do you know what the name of the game is?
Oh gosh, Yu-Gi-Oh. I don't know. No, I have no idea. Aren't they just all called Yu-Gi-Oh?
Aren't they all the same? Yeah, it was Yu-Gi-Oh GX, The Beginning of Destiny.
Oh, that's, see, now that makes me really want to play, you know?
Well, sounds like a very important, an important one in the series.
Now, I want to know how you knew that. Like, did you sneak a peek over there, like, right, some gameplay time in? Or
right, what? Well, yeah, well, while you thought I was actually at the Brawl line, I was really, you know, sneaking in for some Yu-Gi-Oh, man.
Yu-Gi-Oh, Ray's guilty pleasure.
All right, well, you got the first question. Okay, on to your hard one. Are you ready?
Let's go for it.
Although Namco showed off playable games almost exclusively on cell phones, what other platform, so to speak, was Ms. Pac-Man also available to play on?
Sounds like a trick question. I'm just going to say the arcade machine.
No, not talking about
really?
That. Really? Like a platform, a new platform.
Besides the cell phone that was actually there in playable form. Gosh, I really didn't see anything but cell phones in their booth. So, I lose.
Alright, obviously you're incorrect. The correct answer was iPod.
Really? They had the iPod version there, huh? You sure it wasn't an iPhone, right?
No, it was not the iPhone, no.
Okay, because that would be a little technicality there, I think.
It was definitely an iPod. Yeah, definitely an iPod. It was the first thing I touched when I walked in there. I'm surprised you didn't see me do that.
Delicious again, Peter.
Okay, yeah, so, well, I mean, that, shall what did I get? One for two, right?
One for two, just like last time. Oh, totally, yeah.
Okay.
Yep, same thing. Sorry, Tim.
Well, that's all right. We're going to see if I can stump you here.
Okay, I'm hoping I get both of them right this time.
Question number one. There were four titles that were playable for the Wii Zapper. Name those four titles.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I'm not going to know this. Okay. Zelda's Crossbow Training.
Right, we think we both played that one.
Resident Evil Umbrella Chronicles.
Yep.
Medal of Honor
what?
I'm not going to know.
There's only like 50 Medal of Honor games out there, right?
Ah.
I'll give you that one. Medal of Honor Heroes number 2.
I don't know the fourth one, man. I do not know that one.
Really?
I don't remember anymore.
That's,
no, I only saw
I think
it.
That's kind of surprising.
I'm lucky I even remember Medal of Honor.
Your favorite company came out with it, I believe. Ghost Squad.
Oh, that's right.
I believe it's a Sega title, yeah.
Ah, shoot.
Well, yeah,
so that was the hard question, right? That was the hard question, right?
Well, let's pretend that's the hard one, and maybe you'll get the real hard one. We'll call that the easy one, and we'll be
okay.
Even. Okay. Question number two. In Super Smash Bros. Brawl, name the variations of Sonic's "quote unquote" costume.
Oh God. Oh. Oh, okay, so obviously he had his normal costume. His shoes and gloves could be changed to yellow.
Mm-hmm.
His shoes and gloves could also be changed to green. I think you could make him kind of darker colored. And I'll say you could change his shoes to blue. Am I right?
You know what, to be honest, I don't know. I just wanted to see if you knew it.
Okay, come on!
How the heck would I know that? I don't pay attention to those details.
Thanks a lot, yeah.
I figured you spent your time, you know, your precious playtime memorizing the variations of Sonic, you know?
Well, I know there wasn't Shadow. I did look to see if there was, like, a Shadow one, but there clearly was not. Dang it. Well, if anyone knows, please, if anyone knows if I was right, please send me a congratulations postcard in the mail. I'd appreciate that. Or at least leave me a comment letting me know.
If worst comes to worst, you got half of each question right, so, you know.
Right, yeah. That's true. I don't feel so bad now. I won't feel as bad as you did after I whipped you at every single video game that weekend.
We're not going to talk about that.
So moving on, let's talk about our best of show.
That's
best picks of E4All.
Favorite game that we saw. Or
favorite game, yeah. I'm sorry, yes.
At E4All. Go ahead, Ray.
Favorite game, you know, gee, I think I could probably leave this part silent and people would be able to fill in the blank. I don't think it goes as to much surprise as to say that definitely Super Smash Brothers Brawl was my favorite. And that's not just because I'm in love with the game.
Which you are.
And I'm planning on proposing to it in February. But it's also because I think they set it up the best. I mean, they had like a bleacher set up for people to watch and cheer on people on a big screen. They had a whole bunch of booths going on. They basically had kind of like a mini tournament going on where a new champion was crowned every 2 minutes, and I was able to earn one of those. It was a great game. I love it. Can't wait till February. They've got a lot of cool stuff going on. It was hard knowing they're keeping stuff back, even in the demo. But I'm definitely looking forward to it. Sweet game.
All right. Well, this was a tough one for me. There's really a number of nominees. Brawl would be one. Mm-hmm. Metal Gear Solid 4. Guitar Hero 3 and Mario Galaxy. I enjoyed all four of those games. I would say for me, I'd have to go with Guitar Hero 3.
Really?
Yeah, you know, I mean, like I've said before, I think I mentioned in your last Bobcast before I killed your former podcast for this one.
You gotta keep bringing that up, don't you?
I think I'll always bring it up. Yes, I killed your podcast.
Well, it's grown into better things, hopefully.
Yeah, I think this is better. You know, I just had a blast. You know, I mean, took a song or two to learn, kind of, you know, what I was doing, but by the end, I was getting the hang of it, and I just wanted more, you know. And
like pretty much after every song, we kind of looked behind us, and no one was really around. So like, okay, I'll play another one. Let's do another one.
Yeah, yeah. And then finally, somebody else came up, and he's like, "Well, I don't want to play by myself." I'm like, "Oh, I'll play with you." I mean,
yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was great. But yeah, surprising and the most fun I had while we were at the show.
The next area is the bloodiest segment on the To Be Start Live podcast, the Haunted Black Doom Award. The end is near now. So this is going to go to our least favorite thing about the E4All convention. So, Tim, what's yours?
Well, there again would be a number of candidates, but my top one would have to be... At E4All, there was no Sony or Microsoft. Boo! Only the third parties had some of their, you know, their products out there. And, you know, mm-hmm. This is really a knock to the consumers, because if this was E3, obviously they would be there. And they would, you know, put up their million-dollar booths and make a big show of it all. But because it was just us consumers checking things out, and sure, the media was there, but not in droves like they normally would be for E3... But yeah, that was really disappointing. I mean, it was very obvious once we got there. There's this huge Nintendo booth, and there's a Konami booth, and there's this and that. But I don't own a PS3. This is a good chance to kind of see what they have to offer. Maybe I want to. There's what 18,000 people that went to this thing, and if any of them didn't have an Xbox 360 or a PS3, it'd be a great chance to say, hey, which of these systems should I buy, you know, for Christmas, or should I ask for Christmas? And they just kind of shafted everybody, and I think it might hurt them a little bit, you know.
Boo. Yeah, so my pick.
So Ray, what do you got for
us? Oh, you know what? My pick is going to have to go to Namco, because their entire booth was dedicated to their brand new cell phone games.
I don't even know how new these games are.
Who
right?
Who knows? Yeah, exactly. Who knows? I mean, we're playing Dewey's Adventure over there, but I mean, yeah, it's like, so Namco only has cell phone games set up. Like why would I really want to play Pac-Man on my... Like, why would I ever come to the E4All to play Pac-Man on a cell phone? You know? Like, even their setup, they had arcade, like, Pac-Man arcade cabinet set up. And when you went to go play Pac-Man on one of them, it's like, oh, no, there's a cell phone on it instead. Like, oh, thanks. You know, oh, hey, here's a pool table. Oh, wait, it's just to show, you know, pool on the cell phone. Like, oh, boy, you know, like, they had... You know what their big game was? I mean, you saw the banner out there, right?
Oh, yeah. When you walk up to the LA Convention Center, there's a huge banner of Popeye.
For cell phone.
Cell phone.
Like, really? Like,
that's going to get people through the door,
like,
right?
I really didn't think that Popeye was a big draw anymore, let alone on your cell phone. You know, like, give me a break. yeah, that,
well,
that
and
was...
it's not like this is a cell phone gaming company. Like, they have real console titles.
No, totally.
You know, they had franchises they definitely could have brought there, and they just didn't. And what was interesting to me is, like, they had one of the most attractive booths. Like, it wasn't just some walls or whatever. Like, they made these, it was like these, this fake brick building, and they had a lot of, like, props in there, and they had the characters walking around the show and all that stuff. But it was all for these mobile games. And let's be honest, Pac-Man has been on the cell phone for years. So I don't even, I mean, I didn't play the game there because that was pointless. But I don't know what was so special about that version of Pac-Man on the cell
phone. It was
phone
Miss
that
Pac-Man.
They would need to bring it,
Miss
you know?
Pac-Man.
It's just Pac-Man.
No, Miss Pac-Man.
Well, Miss Pac-Man and Pac-Man, yeah.
Yeah, that's the big upgrade, though, is we're taking it
well,
out.
Well, okay, yeah, that came out a year later or something, right? Well, the one good thing about the Namco booth, though, just to end on this, is I did get a picture with a Namco booth babe.
Remember oh, that, right? Yeah, yes. Here, let's show a picture of her on the podcast here.
Yeah, go ahead and put it up there. It's she's a hottie. Let me tell you, the booth babe's name was actually Miss Pac-Man herself.
And Miss Pac,
right.
And that's a
famous.
And what's great about that is that it's Miss, so she's not married.
Yeah, you know she's available.
She's available.
So,
and you know what's...
Sarah,
you know,
better watch out.
And hey, you know what's great about Miss Pac-Man's availability?
What's that?
You can take her on the go.
Oh, you mean because she's on a cell phone?
Right, yes.
Because they drilled that into our heads while we were there.
Yeah, speaking of booth babes, you know, I, you know, Jessica texted me during the expo, and she was like, hey... You know, I hope you're having fun, honey. Don't fall in love with any booth babes while you're there. And, I mean, the fact that she knew the term booth babes kind of surprised me. She's obviously done her homework and was watching out for me. And like a half hour later, she texts again. She was like, you did, didn't you? And so on our way out, I decided, oh, I got to get a picture with some booth babes for Jessica. You know, so there happened to be five Nintendo booth babes standing around. So I asked if I could get a picture with them, and they got a little too close for comfort, but you'll notice where my hands are in this picture. I'll put it up on the podcast here. Notice where my hands are. To myself, okay? I'm not...
You were good. You were a good boy.
I was blushing, but definitely had my hands to myself on that one. And
are you... Oh, jeez. Not again.
You know, I told her I was doing a podcast. I told her.
You know what? Tell her she asked for it by texting you. She deserved what she got, so don't let her complain about it.
All right, yeah. All right, Jessica, what's up? Oh, this appears to be just a text message. See, it says here, sorry I'm at work, honey, but you better believe I saw that hideous picture, and I have a few things to say about it. First off, I can't believe that you would travel all the way to California and leave me by myself just to be with these so-called booth babes. The hoe to the farthest right is morbidly obese. The skank next to her looks like a man with a horrid wig and an overcooked tan. The prostitute to the furthest left is Asian. That's all that needs to be said here. The hooker that stands next to her is a wannabe Jessica Barriga. The wench posing next to her is Lucifer himself. That rosy-cheeked jerk is my so-called boyfriend that decided to take this picture for me. Do I see Tim pulling a stunt like that? Of course not. That's exactly why he is married and you are not. Congratulations on taking a wonderful picture with a bunch of hippos. I can't wait until my vacation to California by myself.
Wow, that is brutal.
Next time. Despite what she says, I will be taking her with me to see you next time we visit. So,
bring the tame version, please.
Right, yeah.
Tame version, remember.
So, that does it for this week's episode of 2P Start Live. Join us every week. Every Wednesday, we'll have a brand new webcomic available at 2pstart.com, as well as a new podcast every Monday or so. We're a little late getting this one out, so... Check back next week with us for an all-new episode of 2P Start. No, come on, Tim, join with me here.
All right.
Next week on an all-new episode of 2P
Start.
Yeah, okay. See you next week.